Here's what's happening on Urban Media Today Radio.
Last night, the Met Gala popped off. Cardi B showing up looking like a goddess, one expecting a very big baby. She made her way through the crowd and folks were just excited to see her. One actually a little too excited. TMZ says overzealous. Security attacked this fan, punching and kicking him outside of New York City's Met Gala. According to the website, law enforcement say the fan was trying to get an autograph from Cardi shortly after 2 a.m. as she left to post gala event. In the video obtained by TMZ, you can see Cardi tells the fan no, but he persists saying, "I'm an autograph hound." The next thing you see is a bunch of guys stomping someone on the ground. Three security guards shoved him to the ground, started beating him up. Video is posted at TMZ.com. When they say no, they mean no. Not so much for Khloe Kardashian. When asked if she's going to give up on her baby daddy, the answer would be no. She's not going to pursue splitting up with him. She's giving it another shot and her family is not too happy with it. What do they care? Kardashian sources say Khloe's family is outraged that he humiliated and betrayed her right before she gave birth to their daughter. They wish that she would remain civil with him for the sake of their daughter, but they said they have enormous respect for Khloe and that she's capable of making decisions for herself. Until get ready for the R. Kelly Lifetime movie and docuseries. Lifetime is launching a Stop Violence Against Women campaign to raise awareness of abusive behaviors, and the first project will be a docuseries and movie focusing on the women who say they've been abused by R. Kelly. The series, although untitled, will focus on women who are emerging from the shadows to share their stories. It's also an investigation into the accusations that the singer faces currently. Despite damning evidence and multiple witnesses to date, none of these accusers seem to have affected him. One of the producers for the docuseries says, "We've been working for over a year to bring forth the stories of these women. We are proud to team with Lifetime to shed life on these stories, as well as an industry that has looked the other way for so many years." Get ready for the KOD tour. J. Cole just released his dates, and find out if your city's made the list. The KOD tour, amply named after the album, includes Young Thug on the bill. He will not be appearing in most of the city's American Express card members, and Spotify users will have access to pre-sale tickets. Diehard fans will gain early access to ticket pre-sales on May 11th at 10 a.m. Eastern through the purchase of KOD bundles. Now back to the Met Gala. You're dressed to the nines. About 5,000 professional photographers, if not more, capturing all the dresses and the tuxes and the accessories and all the drama and a proposal. According to Vulture.com, one of many tabloid magazines covering the Met Gala, captured a moment where rapper 2 Chainz shot his shot to his girlfriend or already wife, popping the question on the red carpet steps. Of course, she said yes, but now folks are like, wait, aren't they already married? Because they've been together for a very long time. Either way, I don't blame them. I would do the same thing. Congratulations again.